myself another man. Yes, I said my baby left me, 'cause she found herself another man.
It's hitting 4 o'clock here in the Gallatin Valley. This is KGLT Boston, KGLZ, KGLT Boston, 91.9 FM, KGLZ East Helena, 89.1 FM, with translators, K246 BA Boston, 97.1 FM, K220 KD Big Sky, 91.9 FM, K208 BX Livingston, 89.5 FM, K296 CF Mammoth Hot Springs, 107.1 FM, K213 AU Big Timber at 90.5 FM, and streaming on the web at KGLT.net. KGLT is supported by audio artisans specializing in housewide and computer audio, home theater, headphones, and turntables. Showroom open by appointments in Oakwood Square, 2405 West Main Street, Suite Number 2, on the web at audio. TheAudioArtisans.com or phone 406-551-6212. And Steep Mountain Tea House, offering hot and cold classic teas from around the world. Homemade chai lattes, bubble tea, and bulk loose leaf tea. They're open daily from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. located at 402 East Main in Bozeman and online at steepmtmt.com. You can call them 577-2740. Okay, that clears that all up. I don't know if you've been reading the news, but a monkey Mike Nesmith passed away today, and a lot of sadness in the rock and roll world. He was sort of the heart and soul of the band. Maybe not the teen heartthrob, but he was the musician in the band, and continued on until in the last month he was playing. Made some interesting records on his own after the Monkees. I had a great career. My friend Deke Leonard turned me on to his solo records, and I didn't regret that one bit. They're highly entertaining. He was a little bit of a pioneer in the country rock area, being from Texas, I suppose, along with people like Chris Hillman and Rick Nelson. They anticipated that trend. And Nesmith did it with a psychedelic tinge, too. There's a lot of records. Most all of them are in print, so you can go out and find a nice collection of Mike Nesmith solo stuff. He was also one of probably the only guy in the Monkees who was a major songwriter for the group, and he got production credits for stuff, including this.
Listen to the band. just compound of hurt.
This time I was giving my friend and his wife a ride. Or was she falling in love? Now my friend don't drive and he's not used to the strange vibrations in my 60 Dodge. But then if I had more money, I'd probably be worried about why the plane was wiggling. Your experience or precaution, but I just had a tune-up. Well, anyway, you can't dodge the one with your number on it, so to speak. Why do I always seem to vibrate with my friend's old lady? Probably has to do with the fact I don't have one myself and I don't want to mess with anyone else's. So whereas I'd come on to somebody desirable, I'm attracted to a chick who feels that I won't bite. Which is why when the car ground to a halt near Kingsburg, it was Fred who said that I needed a new transmission. You can't go. I mean, you need an engine, but that's what you get on. And getting it on requires the transmission, which Fred felt under some tension to provide. Although the one that he had was not negotiable, necessary. That's all.
Guitar. with a neon sign that said, go in your way. A lonely light did lead him along, a pebble skipping across the pond. He gave some here and he took some there, settled in the town of anywhere. Radio tower and a signal wave pulsed in his blood and he forgot to shake. He drifted off.
Pushed under, count all the bubbles, and count on a folk singer to stir.
in heaven. They interrupted the news at 11. No sponsor has ever done this before. We'll drop a few crumbs, but then no more. So they dangle the cap just a little bit lower. Mike still didn't notice, so they tilted it over.
Leave it to Scott McCoy to sum it up so well. That's from the Dungeon of Horrors Big Five album set, the sub-album called Of Monkeys and Men. The song's called Michael Nesmith. Thanks, Scott. You helped me out there. I needed some time. Heard the Monkeys themselves, a single version of Listen to the Band, and then Michael Nesmith from his album Taint Them Out to Treason with the his second band, second national band here at Highway 99 with Melange, and finish up with Michael Nesmith. It's 4:20. It's Friday afternoon. It's really cold out today. I had to put gloves on and I was still cold. I needed a hat too. But it's winter. I guess that's what's supposed to happen, right? That's what they tell me. That's what they tell me.
On Saturday, December 11th, the Bozeman Film Society partners with the Bozeman Ice Festival to present The Alpinist at the Emerson Theater. The Alpinist is Marc-André Leclerc, a 23-year-old Canadian climber who goes it alone on remote ice faces, out of the limelight with no cameras, no rope, and no margin of error. The essence of solo adventure. Tickets available at bozemanfilmsociety.org. The Alpinist, 7:30 p.m., December 11th, at the Emerson Theater in Bozeman.
Keep M flickering.
And this 4 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by a studio coffee roaster serving fresh roasted retail beans and handcrafted coffee drinks at their full-service coffee bar on the corner of 11th and College next to FedEx. Online at studiocoffeeroasters.com. Settling into the show, okay? It's sort of a mystery of what to play here. So I'm making it up. I pulled this album out the other day because I hadn't heard it for a while, and I meant to play it last show, but didn't get to it, but it'll fit right in today.
Remind myself of myself long ago, before I could drive, before I could vote, all of the time holding a grudge, before I knew people could die just because. Shot from a sling, head full of buzz, I knew what I liked was not very much. High at the time, tied to the grid, always afraid of those normal American kids. Oh, all of my spirit leaked like a cut. I knew what I needed would never be enough. I was too high to change my bid, always afraid to be a normal American kid. Always hated normal American empty summer days, lightning crazed and cracked like an egg. High behind the garden shed, painting myself as a normal American kid. I always hated it. High as I can loom, under the sheets in my bedroom. I was high as I can get, always afraid of those normal American kids. Bongs and jams and carpeted vans, hate everything I don't understand. Hard times tightening the lid, I had to get away from those normal American kids. Always hated those normal American kids.
Try to explain, but you just don't seem to understand, and I can't believe you ever will. I try just the same, but baby, in a slightly different way, and I hope you'll see I mean you well. Thank you.
when winter's shadowy fingers first pursue you down the street, and your boots no longer lie about the cold around your feet. Do you spare a thought for summer whose passage is complete, whose memories lie in ruins and whose ruins lie in heat? When winter comes howling in, when the wind is singing strangely, blowing music through your hair, and your dead. Oh, do you pull your bedclothes higher, dream of summertime instead, when winter comes howling in? Creeping cold has fingers that caress without permission, and mystic crystal snowdrops only aggravate the condition. Do you spare one thought for the gypsy with no secure position, who's turned and spent village and town at the magistrate's decision, when winter comes howling in. Turkeys in the oven and the Christmas presents are bought, and Santa's in his module, he's an American astronaut. Do you spare one thought for Jesus, who had nothing but his thoughts, who got busted just for talking and befriending the wrong souls, when winter comes howling in? When winter
architecture I'm taking in with my mind. So fine. Tell me, oh Poe, Oscar Wilde Thoreau, let your midnight and your daytime turn into love light. It's a very fine line, but you got the mind, child, to carry it on. Well, that's just about to be. And we'll say, Geronimo, Geronimo, whoa, whoa, and there's only one. Man.
say you're wrong. And I'm the only one that loves where to go. And we said
winter music there. That's Richard Wright from Pink Floyd, from his solo album, I think from about 77 or so. It's called Wet Dream. You heard Drop In from the Top. This set started off with Wilco from the album Wilco Schmilco. You heard Normal American Kids. Colin Blundstone from the Zombies. He did a solo album in 1971 called Year One, and apparently they recorded a lot of stuff in sort of stripped down demo form, and when they decided to put out the 50-year anniversary release, they added, I don't know, 14 more songs or something, and that was one of them you heard. It was called I Won't Let You Down. Colin Blundstone, along with Rod Argent, were the front people of the Zombies, and sound really good, really worth it. Those excavation things aren't always what they're cracked up to be, but this one is a bunch of salt songs, and makes you wonder why they weren't recorded. properly. At least they're recorded, so there we go. And just a fantastic record anyway. Get it if you haven't already. Lindisfarne from their debut album called Nicely Out of Tune. I played Winter Song, and I watched a documentary about the lead singer-songwriter for that band, Alan Hall. They're from Newcastle, Lindisfarne, and they're really popular in the UK. They made a slight dent in America. I saw them open for Yes, and they totally won over the audience who probably never heard them at all. They were that good. Just great band. And it was nice to see that BBC documentary. Thanks to my friend Gary Norris for snagging it for me and sending it down the Mojo Wire so we could watch it at home. I couldn't sign up to the BBC viewing site because I don't live in England. Van Morrison, from his fabulous Feed and Fleece album, you heard Fair Play, and finishing up Richard Wright. 4:43, what does that mean for my future? Okay, I think I'll be all right. Future looks good. This 4 o'clock hour is unwritten in part by Boson Brewing Company, local brewers of Boson Amber, Hopzone IPA, and Gallatin Pale. Tasting room is open daily 2 to 8 p.m. Curbside ordering online at bosonbrewing.square.site or by phone at 585-9142, online at bosonbrewing.com. And this.
2021 has been another year full of ups and downs, but one constant has been an influx of great music to sustain us. I'm Greg Kot.
And I'm Jim DeRogatis. We share our favorite albums of 2021 this week on Sound Opinions.
Sound Opinions, Sunday at 6 p.m. on KGLT.
Yes, some great programming on KGLT that we can bring you. And I can right now bring you some great programming.
Guinevere of the Royal Court of Arthur, draped in white velvet, silk and lace, the rustle of her gown on the marble staircase sparkles on fingers slender and pale. The jester, he sleeps, but the raven, he peeps through the dark, foreboding skies o'er the royal town. Maroon colored wine from the vineyards of Chardonnay is sipped by the queen's lip and so gently. Indigo eyes in the flickering candlelight. Such is the silence of royal Camelot. The jester, he sleeps, but the raven, he peeps through the dark, foreboding skies o'er the royal town. Guinevere of the Royal Court of Arthur,
draped in white velvet, silk and lace. The rustle of her gown on the marble staircase. Sparkles on fingers, both slender and pale. The jester, he sleeps, but the raven, he peeps through the dark, foreboding skies or the royal domain.
You say you will love me if I have to go. You'll be thinking of me. Somehow I will know. Someday when I'm lonely, wishing you weren't so far. So hard to find. Someday when we're dreaming, deep in love, not a lot to say, then we will remember things we said today. Me, I'm just the lucky kind, love to hear you say that love is love, and though we may be blind, love is
dynamic tension
can turn you into
a beast of a man.
Grow greater now. You drink champagne and pass me. can't reach you. I crane my neck, I can't reach you.